나자이다나브라마니다나야야데이다고다나시바사디고
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayavataka Swami on September 11th, 1986 at New Panihati Dham in Atlanta, Georgia.The class was given on the occasion of the installation of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.Ram Ram Hare Hare.
Right now, the deity is being decorated and they're offering 216 preparations. The first offering to Radha and Krishna. Then after that, there'll be, as soon as that offering is over, there'll be aarti and prasad.We hope everyone will accept. Mukha karoti vachalang pangulang gayate girin yatki patamahang bande shigurung dinatarinam. Today we're observing the appearance of Srimati Radharani. It's known as Radhastami. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, mentioned in the Brahma Samhita and Rig Veda and all the Vedas. Iswaraha paramaha krishnaha satchidananda vigraha anadi adi govinda sarvakarana karanam. And there's a, for our understanding, sometimes Krishna, Narayan are compared with the sun, Surya Narayana. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoyandokar Jaha Krishna Taha Maya Nahi Adhikar. That Krishna is like the sun, and ignorance is like darkness. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no nescience. So in this example of Krishna being like the sun, then we can compare the energy of Krishna to being like the sunlight and the heat coming from the sun. They are inseparable, yet they are non-different and different at the same time. We cannot imagine a sun without sunlight and without heat. At the same time, when the sunlight comes into our room, we don't consider that to be the same as if the sun was in our room. So there's this difference between the sun and the sun's energies. Yet at the same time, they're united, they're one. So, in the Vedic tradition, in Sanatan Dharma, we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead with His energy, such as Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna. In fact, we mention the name of the Shakti or energy first. By addressing the energy first, the energy is more compassionate, more merciful. So, when we address the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we address His energy first to attract His compassion, His mercy. When we chant this Hare Krishna mantra, Hare is the address to the energy of the Lord. Hare Krishna means, oh, energy of Lord Krishna. Oh, my dear Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Oh, energy of Lord Rama. Oh, my dear Rama. So in this way, there are two tattvas. There's the Purusha or Ishwar tattva, Vishnu tattva, then there is Shakti tattva. There are many other tattvas, but in a broad category, You have the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then you have His energies. So amongst the energies, there are different kinds of energies. This was mentioned in the Vishnu Purana. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshatagya Kya Tata Para Avidya Karma Samganya Tritiya Shaktirishyate. Translation. The original potency of Lord Vishnu is superior or spiritual. The living entity actually belongs to that superior energy. But there is another energy called the material energy, and this third energy is full of ignorance. So, there are three energies of Krishna, three broad categories, spiritual, material, and marginal. So we are the marginal energy of the Lord. Marginal means we are actually part of the spiritual energy, but we are like atomic parts. And the direct energy of the Lord, the internal potency, is also unlimited like Krishna, only the energy is in a serving mood to Krishna. But we are small atomic particles of that energy. Because we are so small, and because the material energy is also almost unlimited, it's very great, we can fall underneath the ignorance or influence of that material energy. In this material world, we are considered conditioned souls because we fall under the conditioning of the material world. Liberated soul means to be freed from the conditioning of the material energy and return to your original spiritual position. But this material body, material mind are products of the material nature. But they can be purified by engaging in the service of Krishna. Then they become just like an electrical current. If you touch electrical wire, you become electrified. If someone touches you, they'll get a shock. Like that, by connection with Krishna, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one gets under the shelter of His spiritual potency. And thus, all the contaminations of the material world become purified. Even while one is in this body, one can become liberated. This is a wonderful effect of connection with Krishna through devotion, through bhakti yoga. But if we don't connect with Krishna, then we'll be under the control of His external energy. So the devotees, they pray to Radha, they pray to Sita, they pray to Lakshmi to engage them in the service of the Lord. Especially of all the energies, Radharani is considered the supreme energy of the Lord. This is explained in the following verse. Aladhini sandhini sambit chayika sarva sansraye aladatapakari misra thayino gunabarjite. Translation from Vishnu Purana. My dear Lord, You are the transcendental reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Your pleasure potency, existence potency, and knowledge potency are actually all one spiritual internal potency. The conditioned soul, although actually spiritual, experiences sometimes pleasure, sometimes pain, and sometimes a mixture of pain and pleasure. This is due to his being touched by matter. However, because you are above all material qualities, these are not found in you. Your superior spiritual potency is completely transcendental. And for you there is no such thing as relative pleasure, pleasure mixed with pain, or pain itself. So, there's three internal potencies that can be considered one or considered three. The pleasure potency or ladhini potency, the existence potency, santini, and the potency of knowledge, sambit. So, this pleasure potency is the potency that gives pleasure to Krishna and to all of the devotees. Great seers of the truth, great yogis, rishis, munis, like even great souls like Buddha, Bharata, Maharaj, and so many others, they all went looking for this spiritual pleasure. As mentioned, this material pleasure is sometimes mixed with pain. Sometimes there's no pleasure at all, there's only pain. So there's always this transient nature, sometimes pleasure, sometimes mixed pleasure with pain, sometimes pain. But in the spiritual happiness, there's pure bliss, pure ecstasy. There's no mixture of pain. There's only pure happiness. Unmixed, undiluted, pure, satisfying, spiritual happiness. So in search of that happiness, many souls have entered into the spiritual path, have become even great sannyasis or renunciates. So that spiritual potency they're looking for is actually personified, is in the form of Srimati Radharani. She is that pleasure potency. When you see Radha and Krishna, this is not that Krishna is a man and Radha is a woman and Krishna is experiencing some material happiness by being with his woman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as mentioned here in the Vedas. He is above the material world. He has no material body. His body is totally Satchit Anand. He doesn't experience material pleasure, nor material pain, nor any mixture of pain and pleasure. Therefore, he is known as Atmarama. He is always in spiritual bliss. But he has taken that spiritual bliss from within himself and expanded as one of his potencies. And that spiritual happiness is known as his Aladhini Shakti. Her other personal name is Radha. Rani means queen because she was the queen of Vrindavan. We call her as Radha Rani. Or Srimati Radhika. So, by worshipping Radha and Krishna, one can experience the highest spiritual potency. But Radha Krishna is very esoteric. It has nothing to do with the material world. To experience the happiness or the pleasure from worshipping Radha and Krishna, one requires to awaken their dormant God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. We are all originally spiritual entities. This body is a type of machine, a carrier. Person may even have a crippled body, may have an old body, may have a young body. The body has nothing to do with themselves. In fact, if someone is injured sometime, they can feel, although the body may be affected, the person is the same. But people are judging by seeing the body. Actually, the real spiritual vision is to see the soul, to see the self. So, to understand Radha and Krishna, one has to elevate the consciousness to the spiritual platform. Now this is difficult for the conditioned souls in this materialistic age. So, Krishna has personally come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us that special blessing to understand and appreciate deeply the pure love of Radha and Krishna.
So Lord Chaitanya was discussing with Ramananda Rai about the glories of Radharani. And in this discussion, these are some of the statements that were made. Premera parama sar mahabhava jani se mahabhava rupa radha thakurani. The essential part of love of Godhead is called mahabhava, transcendental ecstasy, and that ecstasy is represented by Srimati Radharani. So Radharani is actually completely permeated with spiritual ecstasy. She has no other purpose but to serve Krishna. But this particular form of Radha and Krishna, who we have invited to come and stay with us forever, is Radha Madana Mohana. The Radha Madana Mohana form of the Lord is especially to take the souls of the material world and to bring them to the platform of pure love for Godhead. To engage them in this confidential worship. And this temple, which is known as New Panihati, because when Prabhupada came here, that time he established the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai, Nityananda Prabhu. At that time, he called this place as New Panihati. Panihati is one of the very important pastime places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda in India on the bank of the Ganges. That pastime we've discussed many times before, so I won't go into detail, but some of the pastimes are shown on the wall which occurred in Panihati. So in Panihati, one of the Radha Krishna deities worshipped there is known as Radha Madana Mohana. So that was also the name of the deity worshipped by Sanatan Goswami in Vrindavan. So that deity, because it was worshipped in Panihati by Raghava Pandit, has also been invited to come here to accept worship from all of you. Shri Shri Radha Madana Mohana Ki. So, Radharani's glories are mentioned in the Brahma Samhita. Ananda chinamaya rasa pratibhavita bistha birya eva nijarupataya kalabi goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in His own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles His own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency Aladhini. Their companions are her confidants, and who embody extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. This rasa is very important. Rasa means the transcendental mellow or relationship of love one can have with the Supreme Godhead. This world is a reflection of the spiritual world. In this world, we see that there are husband and wife, there's parents and children, there's friends and friends, there's master and servant, and there's also hero worship or people who hold certain great figures in esteem and awe and reverence, adoration. These are five basic categories of relationships. So in the Vedas, it's described that these originally exist in the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, Vaikuntha. And they are known as rasa, or spiritual relationships with the Lord. So the Lord is glorified according to his pastimes, which are held in different rasas or mellows. He's glorified in Vaikuntha with great awe and reverence. Is our Panditji left, huh? There's some Vedic mantras in some of the Vedas where they don't say even any word, simply, oh, ah, ooh. Just, if he's here, he could give a demonstration. That, what's that, which way is that? The, oh, ah, ooh, just the, yeah. Can you give a demonstration? That this is adoration, this is awe and reverence, this is appreciating the glories of the Lord even without expressing in words. That is as an example of Santa Rasa. This could be a appreciation of the absolute truth. Hare Krishna. That's what I mean. It's complete without even a relation. Just how wonderful, how so that is considered the first relationship called Santa Rasa or adoration, neutral. Just complete wonder and just overwhelmed. How beautiful, how wonderful is the spiritual truth that everything is spiritual. There's a supreme person. He's just without. The next stage is to do service to the Supreme Lord, like Hanuman. He always was doing service to Lord Ram. And Daruka and many other devotees, they were in the mood of serving the Lord. That is called Dasya Rasa, the relationship of service. The next relationship is friendship. Friendship with some reservation or reverence like Yudhisthira, or very intimate friendship like Sudam, Subal and Vrindavan, Arjuna. Fairly intimate friendship. Then there's parental. Yasoda Nandana, Nanda Suno, Nanda Suta. We worship Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda, Mother Yasoda. There, the relationship is one of parent and child. So each relationship is more and more full than the next. Service is included in friendship, but there's something more. There's an intimacy. Friendship is included in a parent's relationship. But there's more. The parent wants to protect the child. The parent thinks, I'm better than my child. I have to protect. I'm older. I'm more wise and so on. So the parent is in a superior position to the child. So it said that even with the Lord, Krishna has revealed that one can be the parent of God. And that is a very ecstatic, loving relationship. Actually, no one can be the parent of God. How can you be the... He's the original. But For his own pleasure, he accepts a devotee who wants to serve him in that way, and he plays the part as a son and makes the devotee be a father or a mother. When he comes into this world, he accepts such devotees as father and mother, or even in the spiritual world, such devotees are given that position, and he stays in a small child form and allows them to take care of him as a type of service. Because he can assume any form, so when he wants, he can assume a baby form, he can assume a big form, he can assume any form. Just as he assumes the whole universal form, he can also assume a baby form. Then, the intimate rasa, known as Madhurya rasa, is where Krishna and his devotee associate, somewhat similar to how a husband and a wife, or how a paramour and his lover would associate. Although there's nothing material, but there's exchanges of embraces, of dancing, of loving, in a completely transcendental way, without any spiritual, without any rather material exchange, but there's a complete spiritual exchange of love in that type of relationship. So whatever is in this world is a kind of a shadow reflection of what's in the spiritual world. So Radha and Krishna are Madhurya Rasa. They're representing this highest transcendental complete relationship between God and the devotee. So when we worship Radha and Krishna, this is showing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is complete in everything. He doesn't lack anything. Therefore, we don't need to dilly-dally around in the material world forever. We should rather go back to the spiritual world where we can participate and hear the complete pastimes of Krishna as one of his eternal devotees and associates. So, in this temple, we have the three forms of the Lord's pastimes. We discussed the rasas. These are very esoteric. I don't know if everyone can follow. But these are important to understand. You can read Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and gradually all of these things are discussed. I'm just explaining to you briefly, because everyone should know that we are not worshipping some one that's an idea of this is a man, this is a woman, or this is anything. This is actually the Supreme Personality of God with His Supreme Energy. And they're united in pure love. And their love they're giving to everyone. They're giving, they're showing this pastime to attract the conditioned souls who are so fascinated by material sex life, by material happiness, to show that what you're enjoying is simply an insignificant activity. Mixed with pain, sometimes only pain, what is going on in the spiritual world is pure happiness. Now to understand what is that pure happiness, for that then you'll have to go deeper into it. I will not be able to explain the depth of it just in a short time. But just to attract you to read on, to study on, to go deeper into the matter, and to know that what is being established here is the very highest form of spiritual worship, so that all of the devotees and congregation of this spiritual center can actually achieve the highest spiritual benefit by coming and worshiping these deities and participating in the functions here. Now, we have three altars. In one altar there's Radha and Krishna. In one altar there's Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Another altar, there's Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra in the Jagannath form. The Jagannath form, worshipped in Jagannath Puri, is a form of Krishna in Dwaraka. It's like Dwarakadisha. Actually, the king of Dwaraka, the king of Bharat at that time, who had his capital in Gujarat, in western India, he came and found the deity of Krishna in a Nilamadava form in the Niladri mountains. But that deity wanted to be worshipped as Jagannath in Sri Kshetra, so that deity worship was established there in Jagannath Puri by the king of entire Bharat at that time, entire world, Indra Dumna Maharaj. So that worship in Dwaraka, when Krishna was in Dwaraka, he was worshipped in great opulence with so many diamonds and jewels, great offerings. Just like in Jagannath Puri, they offer Jagannath 56 offerings a day. Very opulent offerings. So that type of worship is known as opulent or Aishwarya. So the Lord in that form is known as Aishwarya Vigraha, or opulent form of the Lord. As I mentioned, Radha and Krishna, their form is known as Madhurya or Madhurya Vigraha, or a very sweet, attractive form of the Lord to attract the mind of the conditioned souls. There's another form when Krishna and Radha combine. Krishna takes on the mood of Radha. He takes on the mood of being a devotee, and he comes in the world and just wants to give everyone without any hesitation, without concern. He wants to just give everyone this highest mercy. Whether they're qualified or unqualified, whether they're Brahmins or Sudras, whether they're Mlechas or whether they're, Acharya, anyone. If they take up the simple process, then they get the mercy. That mood, just like, say, a rich man, he wants to just give everyone charity, let everyone come and take. That mood is known as adhojya. Simply giving out, almost impatiently, take it, take it, take as much as you want, just come and take it. That mood of giving is also in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That mood is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this age, we need that mercy. We need the special mercy. That's why in this age, we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a means of getting the mercy of Radha and Krishna. Because none of us is perfect in this age. We make so many mistakes. We have so many defects. But we may have a desire to achieve perfection. With that desire, we approach Chaitanya. By His mercy, we become pure. We become qualified to worship Radha and Krishna, qualified to worship Dwarakadish Jagannath. So because this temple was established as a new Panihati Dham, and already the deity of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was established in the center. Therefore, we felt that in deference to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we shouldn't move the deity from that position, and that we can take Lord Chaitanya in the central position as a special opportunity to get His mercy so we can worship Radha and Krishna in the pure way. Actually, Vrindavan was a lost holy place until Lord Chaitanya brought His holy devotees from different parts of India there, and He reconstructed all of the places. The grand guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Puri, was the acharya who found the Gopal deity, who was established as Nathji in Nathdwara. Many people don't realize that Nathji is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, that all the temples in Vrindavan, including Govindaji, who has moved to Jaipur, Govindaji temple in Vrindavan, Madana Mohana, Radharam, all these temples are coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciplic succession. Actually, we don't know anything about Radha and Krishna if it wasn't revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was there in the Vedas, but nobody, no Acharya was giving us this knowledge. It was lying dormant, you can say. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed His intimate purpose, which we'll just mention today because it's Radharani's appearance day. Then I think that are we ready yet for the... Okay, so this 4 or 5 minutes before the aarti, so I'll just mention one thing. Oh, so it'll take 10 minutes. 500! Haribol! Sri Sri Radha Madhavana ki, Arastri Mahamurtsav ki, Nitai Gaura ki. You see, Ramananda Rai was one great devotee of Krishna. When he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he discussed with him, he said that, "I have a very strong feeling that you are actually Krishna. Because nobody knows all these secrets that you know except Krishna himself." And by his insisting, the Krishna Chaitanya revealed his form as Radha and Krishna. He divided apart. Then after that, he reunited. And then he said to Ramananda Rai, "Alingana kori prabhu koilava swasan thuma vinaye rupana deki annojan." After embracing Ramananda Rai, the Lord pacified and informing him, "But for you, no one has ever seen this form." The Lord doesn't have to reveal himself to anyone, and Lord Chaitanya came as devotee. He didn't reveal to everyone and anyone that he was actually Krishna, but Ramananda Rai was such a great devotee. He knew, he could understand. The Vedas say you are coming, that Krishna is coming to give bhakti, you're giving bhakti. See, Krishna is supposed to come in the Kali Yuga in golden form, you're in a golden form. Krishna is supposed to chant the holy name, you're chanting the holy name. Krishna is giving love for Krishna, you give everyone love for Krishna. You must be that avatar, you are Krishna himself. Please, I am a devotee, reveal to me. Lord Krishna couldn't hide himself, so he showed his form to Ramananda Rai, that he was actually Radha and Krishna combined. Otherwise, he didn't show anyone, but Ramananda Rai was very clever. He could understand that this was actually the form predicted in the Vedas. Then he showed to Ram that form as Radha and Krishna. Then he stated, "Mor tatta lila rasa tumar agochare, atoive rupa deka ilu tumare." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, "All the truths about my pastimes and mellows are within your knowledge. Therefore I have shown this form to you. Actually my body does not have a white complexion. It only appears so because it has touched the body of Srimati Radharani. However, she does not touch anyone but the son of Nanda Maharaj. I have now converted my body and mind into the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. Thus I am tasting my own personal sweetness in that form." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then admitted to his pure devotee Ramananda Rai, "Now there is no confidential activity unknown to you. Even though I try to conceal my activities, you can understand everything in detail by virtue of your advanced love for me." The Lord then requested Ramananda Rai, "Keep all these talks a secret. Please do not expose them anywhere and everywhere. Since my activities appear to be like those of a madman, people may take them lightly and laugh." Because Lord Chaitanya was showing that ecstasy of Radha, therefore people thought that he was mad, because Radha becomes so ecstatic in love for Krishna that she becomes almost mad for Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya showed that same Mahabhav. This explained by Srila Prabhupada, that, "My dear Ramananda Rai, you are actually seeing a separate person with a white complexion body. Actually, I am not white. Being Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, I am blackish. But when I come in touch with Srimati Radharani, I become white complexioned eternally. Srimati Radharani does not touch the body of anyone but Krishna. I taste my own transcendental features by accepting the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Without Radharani, one cannot taste the transcendental pleasure of Krishna's conjugal love." Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined. But we cannot put Radha by Balaram. Because Balaram, being the older brother of Krishna, the wife of Krishna can't go before the older brother. That's our Vedic tradition. So you have to keep on a separate altar. So, we hope that all the devotees will get the maximum blessing from Radha Madan Mohan, from Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, Jagannath Subhadra Balaram. And of course, we don't expect everyone to be able to come to the temple every day. And we're very grateful you've come and you're staying so late for this Radhastami festival, this very once-in-a-lifetime installation of the deities. We want that, of course, everyone try to come at least on the Sunday festival days. But in addition to chant and to have regular kirtanas in your home, to have a daily meditation of japa in your house, to offer your food to Krishna in your home, and thus make your life a Krishna-centered life, a God-conscious life. This process is universal, whether you're an American origin or Indian origin or Asian origin or any origin. Originally, we all are spiritually origin. We come from the spiritual world, and therefore these spiritual activities are for all. So therefore, we invite everyone to practice here in the temple with us, as well as we'll help you to establish this type of program in your own home. So you can make your own home into a temple. You can make your own heart into a temple, your own mind into a temple. And then wherever you go, you'll be in spiritual happiness. So the simple process which is recommended in this age is to chant the names or the mantras of Krishna, especially the Maha Mantra of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chanting can be performed by anyone, anytime, any place. And so, actually tonight, it was scheduled to have some initiation ceremonies. But because of all the installation, other festivals, we thought that better to discuss the importance of these installations in Radhastami. And we're having a festival on Saturday in our Tennessee farm, where we're going to also be installing an Anantasesha to hold up the entire project there. And at that time, when that yagya is being held, we'll be having the initiation ceremony there. Or for those who can't attend, there may be some fire sacrifice in one of the house programs coming up. Mr. V. Patel or others, if they're having some host program, if there's a yagya there, there may be some pre-initiation ceremony could be held there, prag diksha or other, along with whatever other functions are held. You should know, you're trying to encourage people to become more serious about their own spiritual life. Actually, it's not that we can practice the spiritual life for you. We can give blessings, we can give you the prasad from the deities, we can help you in various ways. But ultimately, it's up to each individual to fly his own course. So for that, we are trying to give good companionship, good direction, good intelligence, how you can practice your spiritual life. You will be self-sufficient. You'll be standing on your own spiritual feet. You'll be actually independent, not over-dependent on others. You'll be simply able to depend personally on getting that direct inspiration from Guru and Krishna. This is what we gradually want to train people who are interested. Of course, we know that some people, they are not immediately ready to take on such a serious commitment. But we are trying to make it very simple for everyone to practice, so that you can know that eventually you should take on this responsibility for your spiritual life. Why delay? It's better to do it earlier than later. Some people say, I'll do when I get old. But when in old age, that time We have so many hard set habits. It's very hard to change in the middle of the road. Even in the old age, our material desires will not go away. So if we start to purify ourselves as young as possible, then it makes it very easy, very gradual, and there's no kind of anxiety due to attachment. Actually, spiritual life is all happiness, but due to attachment, we fear that, oh, I'm going to suffer something. There's no suffering in spiritual happiness. Suffering is in the lack of spiritual happiness. Spiritual bliss is without any suffering at all. But due to lack of spiritual understanding, we fear, oh, I'm going to miss out something if I become liberated. It's an anachronism. No one misses out from being liberated. You experience life in its full form. So we thank all of you for coming here and for helping in this installation. Actually, installing is just the first step. This was mentioned earlier. We have invited Krishna to please come, to stay here, to accept our worship. But now it is a very great responsibility. Actually, just a very short 2 months ago, with the help and the determination of many of our serious life members, we came to the sankalpa, or the determination, we're going to have that installation in Radhastami. So, although we wanted to have marble singhasans, there was no time to do that. We have wooden singhasans, which are also alright to begin with. In the future, we can improve. We wanted to do so many things. Fix up the deity room in the back. Make a bigger storage area, because now we need more area to house the additional paraphernalia and clothing and things for Radha and Krishna. But they're not even able to finish all of the work. So many works are being done simultaneously. We brought here for this function the best expert Puruhits and Pandits for doing this ceremony, Atmatattva Das from Mayapur Dham, Gorkeshava, who flew in from Australia and is touring now North America. We had to request him months ago to keep this day open for this ceremony, and other devotees have come from all over to make this a very successful function. But now after this, different devotees will go back. The responsibility is here on the congregation, on the devotees, to protect these deities. We need now some gates, steel gates, so that the deities are very safe. This cloth curtain is not sufficient for such a valuable prize as the Lord Himself. Like this, there are many things which are needed to complete and to make the situation proper, which I won't go into all right now. But all these type of things, we have to now see that the Lord is taken care of, that the devotees come. When we're in the temple, we should be very careful, to be respectful, to be conscious. And we should take the opportunity. It's an opportunity to serve the Lord. He's come here. Why? Because we're requesting Him. Everyone is so eager. We must have Radha Krishna. Why? So we can serve them. We want the Lord so we can serve Him. Please come so we can serve You. We can bow down to You. We can offer our prayers to You. We can offer our service to You. He doesn't need the service. We need the service. We need to offer the service to Him. When we offer service to the Supreme, to the Greatest, we become supremely blessed. We become great. We become glorified. By serving the Greatest, one becomes great. If one is serving a great king or a great head of state, he naturally also becomes elevated in his position by grace of being with such a great person. But who is greater than the Supreme Lord Himself? To be His personal servant, there is no higher distinction or honor in this entire world. That is the top distinction. To be the personal servant of the Supreme Lord. So now we've invited the Lord. Please come here. Now He's done His part. He's come here. The Pandits have done their part. We've all gathered together. We requested the Lord, please come here. Because all the devotees said we want to worship Radha and Krishna. Now we have called them. Now it's your turn to worship Radha and Krishna. And it's your great fortune and great opportunity. For me, it's a constant anxiety to say that I hope that everyone very carefully takes care of Radha, Madana, Mohana, because they are going to hold me most responsible if they are not taken care of. Because I want to do the final request for them to come. They're going to hold me, they're going to hold the temple president, the temple vice president, all the devotees. But they're going to hold me first, then the temple president, like that. So everyone is responsible. We're all sharing this great responsibility. But I don't, on one hand, I know that if everyone just remembers that this is our responsibility, then the service will be very beautifully performed and the Lord will be very happy to be with us, and therefore we'll get the benefit of so much transcendental mercy from them. So I thank all of you for your inspiration and your enthusiasm. And I hope that Nitai Gaur, Radha Madana Mohan Jagannath bless you with more and more enthusiasm to continue in expanding the devotional service here in this Radha Krishna Nitai Gaur Jagannath temple. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.